This is the Eye on Potatoes, brought to you by the National Potato Council. The Eye is the place to tune in for conversations with growers and thought leaders on advocacy, production, and all things potatoes. Now, here's your host, Lane Nordland.
Well, again, thank you so much, friends, for joining us here on the Eye on Potatoes podcast. I'm Lane Nordland, and a big thank you to our sponsor of the show today, our friends at Syngenta. For more on all they do for the potato industry, make sure and visit Syngenta online. Well, in the past, we have talked quite a lot about the Potato Leadership Education and Advancement Foundation. And of course, they do so much to help secure a bright future for the potato industry. And whether that is making sure that there is research, funding, or opportunities of leadership development, that's one of the key foundations of this great organization. And I'm excited to announce that today we have the 2022 through 23 Academic Scholarship recipient of the PLEAF Foundation Scholarship. Paige Hickman joins us. She is a PhD candidate at the University of Idaho. Just this week, just yesterday, we announced the news that she was this year's scholarship recipient. Paige joins us today. And Paige, first off, congratulations on the announcement of this scholarship. What does it mean to you to receive this as you complete the process of getting your doctorate?
Thank you. Also, thank you for having me today. I'm excited to talk with you. And yeah, I'm so grateful and honored to receive this scholarship. It really means a lot during my journey to get my PhD, and I think it's really going to help a lot.
Well, as I mentioned, you are there at the University of Idaho. Let's talk about your background. How did you get on your path? And then you should share what exactly your doctorate is in as well.
So I grew up in South Jersey. It's a really agriculturally focused area. I went to a more agricultural focused high school, took a lot of ag science and plant science classes, was involved in FFA. So I've always had this interest in agriculture. I went to undergrad. I got my degree in environmental science, also taking some more agricultural focused and pest management classes there. And then I was able to do some research. Starting my research career, we worked on a bee diversity study in the area. And then, you know, I really wanted to get back more into pest management research with agricultural focus. And so I went and did my master's then at the University of Arkansas, working with Dr. Jackie Lee. We looked at different cover crops and how they can affect pest and disease management in watermelon. And then after that, you know, I really liked how the research helped the growers. It was very practical. And so I wanted to continue working on important agricultural issues. And so I ended up at University of Idaho, and now I'm working on eradication efforts of potato cyst nematode.
And obviously, so much time and effort goes into your studies and the research that you do. What's a message that you have to the selfless men and women that have donated funds to help create the PLEAF Foundation? I always look at a scholarship as someone investing in someone else without even knowing them, but having the faith that they are going to help bring a brighter future, particularly to agriculture. What does that mean to you, knowing someone that you don't know has invested dollars to help your future, but also the potato industry's future?
Yeah, I'm just so appreciative of that, them not even knowing me, but, you know, based on my application materials and, you know, the essay that I wrote, just believing in me that I can help contribute to the potato industry in this way with my research, you know, them thinking that my research is important, and I'm really happy to be a part of that.
Now, I don't think I mentioned the amount. It's a $10,000 scholarship the foundation gives out, one to a graduate level student seeking that higher education. And as you mentioned, you're going to be looking at practical solutions and strategies to help producers out in the field. Could you just maybe share about what some of that past research or the current research you're currently doing at the University of Idaho, and maybe a glimpse of maybe what is to come as you complete your doctorate?
Yeah, so my lab focuses on the pale cyst nematode specifically. It's a quarantine pest here in Idaho. It's a very serious threat to the potato industry. So like growers that have infested acreage, they cannot, you know, really plant potato. until they've undergone some of the extensive deregulation process. And so they really want to help. We really want to help get this eradicated from their fields, and just have these strategies ready for the growers.
What are you looking forward to most after you complete your doctorate, and how does this scholarship help put you even further ahead in terms of academic success, but also some financial independence?
So one of the struggles in graduate school is definitely trying to support yourself financially. It's not something you'd want to go into just for making money. It's definitely more about getting the education and your passion for research. And so I'm really hoping to continue doing that after I get my PhD. I'd really love to continue doing research related to pest management, especially in the potato industry here.
Now, maybe reversing our conversation back to your experiences in agriculture education and experiential hands-on learning. If you had not had that opportunity to be in an ag education class and participate in FFA, where do you think your career would be? And maybe let's talk about the importance that ag education has had in the direction that you have taken as well.
Definitely. I think that my having my like high school experiences and being around a lot of agricultural education has definitely influenced me quite a bit. I didn't really have much other direction than that, and so it's definitely what really propelled me towards doing agricultural research.
And when it comes to FFA, I was very active in FFA, so I love talking about the organization. Paige, what would you tell a student that comes from an urban background that is maybe on the fence about learning about agriculture, becoming active in FFA, or exploring careers within agriculture, even if they did not grow up on a farm?
I definitely know of people from more urban backgrounds who have gotten into agricultural education and research. And so it's really interesting when you start learning about, what goes into food production. There's so many different people and different fields involved, such as pest management, like crop production, agronomy. So there's, it's a whole world out there. So you should definitely start looking into it and just see like what the process is, where you're most interested and can go into learning about.
And what is the projection on the timetable of when you will be defending your final research and doctorate?
So I am just now starting my fourth year of my PhD program, and I'm actually starting to work more on data analysis, writing up some scientific manuscripts. So I still have some experiments to repeat in this upcoming spring. So I would say, at least another year, possibly a little longer, depending on how long it takes me to write everything.
Well, again, this scholarship is just going to help you further that research and to help you complete that doctorate. Paige, anything else that you would just like to share with our listeners, and especially those folks that have invested into the P. Leaf Foundation to help bring this scholarship into reality and to provide outstanding opportunities for students like yourself?
Yeah, again, I just really like to thank the people that have contributed to the scholarship. I'm so honored to receive it and really incredible. I'm really happy to be a part of research for the potato industry. It's such an important crop. It's a staple food crop. So I really hope that my research efforts will definitely benefit the industry and I can continue to have a future research in the industry as well.
And I guess I should ask, what is your favorite potato dish?
Oh, wow. Yeah. I'd have to say mashed potatoes, I guess.
I'm there with you. I'm a mashed potato guy as well. But again, congratulations to Paige Hickman, a PhD student there at the University of Idaho, and the 2022 through 23 academic scholarship recipient from the P. Leaf Foundation. Again, congratulations and a big shout out and thank you to all that have donated to the foundation and helping push forward its mission to help advance the potato industry here in the United States. Anything else, Paige, that you would just like to share with us before I let you get back to your day there in Idaho?
Yeah, I guess if any listeners out there are interested in getting involved in research, especially in the potato industry, it's very important just starting out, getting experience anywhere you can, and, you know, finding a lab to work in just to get your start.
Paige, congratulations, and thank you for joining us here today.
Thank you so much.
Again, Paige Hickman, congratulations, and thank you to all who've invested into the Potato Leaf Foundation. For more, make sure and visit the Potato Leaf Foundation online and make that tax-deductible donation today. Again, thank you to Syngenta for sponsoring today's show. I'm Lane Nordlund for the On Potatoes podcast. We'll catch you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to the National Potato Council's Eye on Potatoes podcast with host Lane Nordlund. For more information, visit nationalpotatocouncil.org and make sure to subscribe to the podcast today.